Born November 27th in Cameroon, West Africa, and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. He is a former member of the U.S. men's Paralympic soccer team, a painter and sculptor who launched a career in stand-up comedy that found him winning season 4 of Last Comic Standing. You've seen them on Mind of Mencia and Ron White's Salute to the Troops, appear on The Tonight Show, and star in his own comedy specials. And now his latest stand-up special, Broccoli, is available on iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, and other digital platforms. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Josh Blue.
Glorious mother effort. How are you?
How are you, my dear?
God damn it, I'm ready when this year's over. I'll be so happy when this year's over.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what else they got for us in store.
Listen, I said it last week. If 2020 were a cake, it'd have pubic hair icing.
Yeah, you know, people keep saying, like, oh, you must have been writing so much new material with all this time off. And I'm like, turns out 2020, not so funny.
Yeah, it's taken a while for this special to get done, man.
I know, man. I've had it in the can for almost 2 years, and we've been trying to get it out there, and it just, you know, editing and all the BS that goes along with that. And then now it's coming out during the pandemic, which is perfect. People got nothing else to do.
Yeah. No, I've watched more comedy specials from more comedians and caught up on some stuff I hadn't seen before. Like, I watched a Segura this weekend, and again for the second time, and realized how incredible it is, man. The Kreischer, your stuff, you go back and you find, like, Good Josh, Bad Arm, Delete, or Seven More Days in the Tank. It's and now this one's called Broccoli. By the way, why broccoli?
You know what? That's the beauty of the thing, man. There's no reference to broccoli in the entire show. I just did it to piss people off, wanting to go, he forgot the joke about broccoli. Why did he call it a special broccoli? There's nothing about broccoli in it.
You are just slowly going completely insane on the side of a mountain.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. I'm totally there, man.
I love it.
So in this quarantine, ooh.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be left alone.
Well, you're in a weed-friendly state on the side of a mountain where you own a tremendous amount of acreage, and you walk among the cliffs and the mountain goats getting high as balls and wandering about. I don't even imagine during summertime you even bother putting clothes on.
Yeah, man, and winter either, really. I have very tough skin, very thick layer of blubber.
How is everything going at home, though? Because you're there, and you got the kids. Like, are you still teaching them to throw knives and stuff?
Yeah, we did definitely a survival course. We've gotten pretty proficient at axe throwing and knives, and they can build fires with one match now, which is great.
Great.
I taught them not in the house, though, of course.
Right.
But you know what? Like, you know, I went from being a touring comic doing like 200 shows a year to being quarantined and homeschooling two children, which I was very ill prepared for. Daddy's not going to be able to help you with your homework, but if you need a good fart joke, I got you.
So how do you spend your time up there? Because, I mean, you have the kids. You're living on the side of a mountain. And when I tell you guys listening, it's the side of a mountain. It's the side of a mountain. As far as I can tell from any footage, photograph, or video I've seen, there's not more than two or three flat sections at a time, two or three square feet.
No, it's very steep. It's perfect. It really suits my palsy. You know what? I mean, the quarantine definitely got me back to a lot of like childhood activities, like playing board games, doing puzzles, and crying. A lot of crying.
I go out to the land and I feed the deer and feed the fish, and I've got the ducks and the turtles and all that stuff. You like animals? You got any animals out there?
I love animals, man. You know, I actually used to think I had a way with animals, and then I realized I just make a lot of crumbs.
Yeah, <no. laughs> I'm pretty sure that's the same way with me, too.
got a pack of random dogs following me around.
You got to get you back out.
Eat a muffin or something.
Doesn't it seem like a million years ago that we were able to go out to the Renaissance Fair, where it was a joke, the plague, and drink, and you guys were getting high, and we're walking around with LJ, and you're hitting guys with tomatoes and throwing tomahawks, and we're laughing.
And now look at us.
Yeah, we should never have laughed at those plague players. Those guys who were running around talking about the plague. I'm like, aha, those were good old days, were they? Yeah, now back again.
Yeah, they're so primitive.
So you guys...
It's definitely a mind trip for sure, dude. It's like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for another, school year with these two children in mind.
No. No, people are freaking out. I love, by this way, this is my favorite thing now. Every parent now has become the ultimate parent, the best parent, the parent that's so concerned about their kid's parent. And the truth is, they just don't want their kid to be around. They're like, look, I've had enough of this, and you have to go to see somebody else now. Because everybody's
I really think teachers should be paid like six figures now. I'm like, oh, yeah, I understand. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me, that whole, like, they need their social structure. It's very important they go to school, and we need them to go, like, 8 hours. We should send them for 10 hours a day. These parents are like, will not let up. And I'm like, I get it. You could just tell the truth. You're real sick of dealing with this, and I get it. My parents just told me to leave in the morning and don't come back till the streetlights came on during the summer.
Right, exactly. Yep, dinner is at 7. You'll be here, and don't talk at dinner either.
That's right. I'm just trying to think about the lack of education even more than dropping out had this happened to me and my family. My mom grew up in England, and so she didn't, she came from a pretty meager beginning. That's, their schooling there is not amazing, right? So she met my dad when she was 16. So, bam, to come over here.
Dental work.
Yeah. You know what? Surprisingly, my mom had pretty teeth. I had to get her dentures early, but overall they were not that crazy ass, like Monty Python, super jack-o'-lantern teeth. So my dad, on the other hand, couldn't go 35 seconds trying to explain something to one of us without yelling at us. So we would have just all been sitting in a room at 17 years old with a box of crayons trying to make the best macaroni art and give it to dad to see who put it up on the goddamn fridge.
Yeah, I was trying to help my fourth grade daughter with her math homework, and I ended up crumpling it up and throwing it away. I'm like, fine, we won't do it then.
Do you remember?
Like, what did I do? I'm like, it wasn't you. I don't know. Ask your brother.
Do you remember there was a time in the 70s or 80s when they started calling it new math?
Yeah.
And my dad
was never good with the old math.
No. And then I never ask your crazy ass father, hey, I need you to help me with this. And then tell him something like, no, dad, you're doing it wrong because we have to do it new math. And he was looking at me like I was yanking his leg. He's like, what are you telling me, boy? And I'm like, no, you have to do it this way. The teacher says it's new math. And he's like, and everything he knows from his entire life and then being an avionics guy in the Air Force, being a math guy, I've just told him he's wrong. That didn't go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you a new ass whooping as well.
Exactly, man. It was terrible, man. That was a bad, bad day.
I'm done with it. I mean, if they're homeschooling this year, I'm buying a human to teach my kids at my house. I don't know where you buy one like that, but I need somebody to help me.
Let me tell you, forget about hookers. We need human trafficking and teachers.
Yeah, no, that's really brilliant. We should go into business.
Yeah.
Just a U-Haul full of teachers.
Dude.
Be in the Wendy's parking lot if you need help with math.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. That's it, man. It's necessity is the mother of invention, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in.
Yeah.
Starting today. I'm rounding them up.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not doing anything anyway.
So what do they say you're going to get to come back out on tour? I mean, and some guys are touring right now. You'll see them out there. And I'm hesitant just because I don't want to see friends get sick. And that's a lot of people in a room. So I go, all right, well, maybe, hopefully October, November. What are they saying? What do you think? What did your agent say?
I'm not holding my breath on this year. So I will say I've done shows here and there since then. So I've probably done about 10 shows since the initial lockdown. I was in Grand Junction, Colorado last weekend.
How was it?
And it was fine. You know, man, they do half capacity of the rooms, but people don't care. They just come out. It was like old times, except the rooms were a little less full. But, you know, I was just really worried that it was going to take a long time for comedy to come back. And nope, people are ready now.
Yes.
So,
look, they're going to come out like a rocket. We were talking about how great concerts are going to be. When they put on the first concert in someone's area, like Kansas City, like a real country music or a rock music concert, like they're gonna, it'll sell out instantly. It won't matter. This is the year of the Nickelback. Let me tell you what 2020 can do. If I was Nickelback, I would do everything in my power to be the first ones out of the gate, because they'll be like, huh, you love us now, don't you, dicks?
Something tells me the Juggalos are gonna be out.
Fact. Oh, fact.
You know, so I'm actually I'll be in Casper, Wyoming this weekend. We just look for places where nobody lives. And then we go perform there. And then, actually, this is kind of exciting. I'm performing here in Denver at the Comedy Works, August 14 and 15.
Yeah.
And it's like a live show, but you can also buy streaming tickets. So you can watch it from anywhere. So if people want to see me, just go to comedyworks.com and you can see a live show from your home.
Yeah, because I can see the Casper Event Center, Casper, Wyoming. Those tickets are available. And then the one-hour special, of course, Josh Blue Broccoli. You can watch now Apple, Google, Prime, Vudu, Microsoft, all that stuff. So you can get it on all that. And I'm excited to see the insane pic. Is at this point in your life, do you take a picture that where you don't look like you might be a serial killer?
You know what, man? I don't think I'm capable.
I just look at these pictures, and they're great photographs, but I'm like, he just always looks like he might be killing somebody.
Well, but yeah, don't give away all my secrets.
And I say that, you know, with nothing but love.
And I take it with nothing but love. I really one day aspire to be a serial killer.
Well, I got to tell you, the picture of you with the gun and the crazy Colonel, the General Custer mustache and goatee is absolutely fan-effing-tastic.
Thanks, man. I could play a wicked General Custer for sure.
Dude, that's a big old, that's a 45 long Colt, if I'm correct.
Yeah, the palsy General Custer.
Look, like it was going to go worse.
Yeah, right. I probably would have been better. It's been weird, man. I being on quarantine, too, just like I've had to find new ways to be creative. But thankfully, with this world of social media, you know, I have my YouTube channel, which is Josh Bluetube. Tons of followers on there now, which is exciting. And then I've really been loving the Instagram. I think you follow me on that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. So
now, and you're one of those
follow
guys.
Follow me on that. It's Josh Blue Comedy. Please follow me on that. That's my favorite form of social right now.
Me too. And you know why you're so good at it? Because you have great visual ideas. Like, you are always into something. I'm looking at you in a Shazam outfit. You and the soccer ball with the Heisman Trophy pose. You're drinking, you're smoking, you're sitting on, you've got top hats. You're out in the snow with a chicken on your head. Here's one that you might enjoy right here.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's...
I just went fly fishing. Some footage of me fly fishing on there. That's fun.
You know who loves...
I had to pull four hooks out of the back of my head.
Oh, oh no.
Jesus.
You know who loves fly fishing is Henry Winkler.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's his...
doesn't surprise me.
All-time favorite thing, if you ever cross paths, his all-time favorite thing is fly fishing. And if you tell him you know, like, a great secret place to go fly fishing, he'll be there.
All right, yeah. Well, next time I bump into the Fonz, I'll let him know.
A seemed like a reasonable statement.
Only if you call me Potsy.
Speaking of Potsy, I'm looking at this. Josh Blue joins forces with Mountain High Suckers. And the look on your face when that guy's holding no less than, got to be 5 pounds of weed in the giant bag. As look at, you see it in the middle picture there?
Good grief.
Yeah.
Look at his eyes.
I just look absolutely delighted.
Yes, yeah. You do.
Yeah.
Heaven on earth.
Dude, you really do need your own strain called Blue Palsy.
I know. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's so strong, it will give you cerebral palsy.
Just Blue Palsy. You'll just walk a little sideways for a while.
That's like those suckers, you know, the Josh Blue's dream.
Yep.
The look on my face on the packaging, people see that, they're like, I want to be as messed up as that guy.
What are you doing about dating in COVID now? Because I know you've been cruising solo for a little while. And so what are you doing? I mean, you can't meet anybody, right?
Well, so she finally came to her senses and we're back together.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'm happy about that. That's great, man.
I'm very excited.
I didn't know.
I'm very, very happy about it. We've been back together for almost a month, or almost over a month now. So, she broke up with me about a week before quarantine.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, that was not good for me.
No, man. I was talking to Jake before you're on. I go, look, I don't know. I go, listen, you know, his he and his girl have not been together. I go, and he's been there stuck. He's not, you know, able to go out on the road. I go, man, I mean, all of us, we go stark raving mad in that situation.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was not doing well. Let me tell you.
Yeah, dude, I get it.
Not so funny.
Yeah. And I mean, this is your, I mean, how long have you guys been together?
Almost 4 years.
Yeah. Did you make her pretend like it was all her fault?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Truth is,
the big problem was I was touring too much.
Really?
And I just never home.
Well,
I was like, all right, well, I'm home permanently now, so enjoy.
Well, what happens when you start touring again?
I tell you, you know, I was doing 200 shows a year, and honestly, this quarantine has kind of made me realize maybe I don't need to do that much touring anymore.
Yeah, but it's hard. I mean, listen, you know, you get only so much time where they're going to pay you correctly and that you're going to fill those rooms in this world. And so you got to take advantage. I'm one of those guys that always feels that way. Plus, I'm one of those guys that truly, no, all kidding aside, feels, hey, listen, you can't eat the steak, you know, and then ask me and complain about how I'm killing the cow.
Right. Well, you know, it's true. And I've always had that same sort of mentality about, you know, making the money when it's there. But, you know, I've been blessed with almost 15-year career already.
Doubt.
So. I don't feel like it's just going to disappear if I,
right.
You know, do a few less shows here and there.
Up until then, though, did you ever worry that it just would? Because I've felt like that my entire career, that it was going to disappear at any time.
Yeah, you know, man, there's always kind of that worry that, you know, it's going to disappear. But, you know, putting out my fifth hour special, I kind of realized, hey, this isn't, I'm going to go anywhere. You know, it's the funny is still coming out. So,
dude, are you? Let me, and to the other side, 26 years, 27, and at the end of this week will be. I'll go into my 27th year in August, and I can tell you, I still am afraid. I still every once in a while have the dream where I dream that I come in and they tell me they like me, but they're sorry. They don't know how to tell me that I'm not good at this. And they know I've been doing it a long time, and they don't know what they've been thinking, and it was really their fault, but I'm just fired. But they're telling me apologetically somehow that they had made a giant mistake for all these years, and they just realized how terrible the mistake was, and they're real sorry that they built me up, but you got to leave. And it's a very real dream.
If I know anything about the radio industry, they're not going to be that nice about it.
Well, the good news is I'm 9.5 months till my contract's over.
Oh, nice. Well, it's like we're replacing you with a robot.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Of course. I'm coming to live with you on the side of a mountain, my friend.
Just bring all your random scary stuff in, man.
Oh, the newest random.
You gave me that skull, man, and I'm telling you, my daughter is terrified of it.
I'm torn between wanting to send something equally as terrible and or something a little easier, and I'm not sure which I should do.
Maybe if you send a terrible thing, but address it to my daughter so she unwraps it. It's a human head in a box. She'd love that.
I've actually done that. So the band Hailstorm, are real dear friends. We've known them since they were touring in an RV when they were underage. And, you know, they won a Grammy since then, and they're a great band, and really just great, great humans. So the story is, when she was a kid, the lead singer and Lizzie, who writes most of the music, and Joe and Josh, and of course, and RJ, when she moved to a new town, they were doing the little girl, teenage girl sleepover where everybody brought their music, and all the girls brought their whatever, you know, dance music, popular pop culture at the time, and she shows up with this Alice Cooper record, and they all made fun of her. And she told me the story, and you could tell she really, it really affected her as a kid. Like, she felt like a real weirdo, outcast, super, you know, just never fit in. And years later, she got to tour with Alice, and Alice would bring her out on stage every night, and they would do Elected, or they'd do Schools Out. And it was just this incredible high point in her life. So I met the guy who's from Colorado that runs Distortions. They make all of Alice Cooper's touring heads, the ones in the guillotine.
Oh, wow.
And they're super lifelike. I get him to sell me one, and I put it in a beautiful hat box and mail it to her address in Nashville. And she loved it, but she said it freaked her out pretty bad. She knew it was for me, but then it was in this really beautiful hat box, like the kind of thing only your girlfriend can pick out for you. Yeah. And Sassy made it look incredible. And she opened it up, and there's just a perfect, realistic Alice Cooper's head is staring up at her. And she's posted it on her Instagram a few times. I've sent the human head before.
I have no problem believing that.
I've got to show you next time you're here Greg's tattooed realistic, hyper-realistic silicone hands. I had his tattoos replicated on the hands, on dismembered hands, and gave them to him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
You, my friend, are very sick, and I love it so much.
Come back. You need to come back and come over to the house. There's some new stuff.
Again, I believe you.
I got a new alien scene where they're sucking a cow up into the spaceship.
I got to see that.
Yeah, now get over.
Aliens are coming soon to come get us back.
Yeah, listen, I can't believe you don't see aliens. Eat as many mushrooms as you like to eat, as much weed as you smoke on the side of a mountain in Colorado. I can't believe you aren't seeing aliens all the time.
I've definitely seen a few go by, man. Take me with you.
Have you any hallucinations, anything like that while you've been on lockdown?
I've taken some shrooms for sure.
And anything good?
That real euphoric feeling. It's great. I mean, I love mushrooms.
I tend to get hyper focused on something if I'm in town. Like one term I burned up, they had to stop me because I started to burn furniture in the wintertime in my fireplace because we were watching the Andy Kaufman story with Jim Carrey as Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
Listening to a band called Murder Dolls with the volume up and then the sound down, and they were in the scene where Santa Claus dies. And for some reason, I kept throwing up. I put all the wood I had, then I put all the paper I had, then all the cardboard I had, and then I broke apart an old dresser in the basement and brought it up and started feeding into the fire. And I'm like, apparently I just look at my guy, super panicked. I went, it can't go out. This can't go out. We can't. And they're like, why don't you take off your shoes and relax? And I go, no, never take your shoes off. You don't know when you got to go.
Oh, man, that almost doesn't sound fun.
It was fine for me. Almost. I thought I had the answers. I was just very focused on survival.
No, when you're on mushrooms, you definitely have all the answers. It's just getting them back when you're sober, that's the problem.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have the answers to questions nobody's asking.
Yeah. I had all the answers to the world last time I tripped, and then I sobered up, and I was like, I don't know what I was thinking.
I got to start writing this down.
Yeah, I tried that. I couldn't even read it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, somewhere there's an old VHS tape of me in a tree in Drexel, Missouri on acid, asking people to throw me tiny Chinese hot wings because I decided I was a gargoyle and I was sit there and I thought it was very funny to yell at them. They had to throw me all of their Chinese hot wings they were eating.
And wait, why isn't this on YouTube?
I know.
She's making millions on that.
I'll show you.
Oh, good times. Well, we should definitely get together and do some sort of hallucinogenic.
Absolutely. And then, well, you know what? We'll get some goggles, some safety gear, and have a bottle rocket war.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm surgical with those.
People think we're kidding.
No, they do.
All right. I love you, man. People, you got to check out his new special called Broccoli on Apple TV, Google Play, Amazon, all the digital stuff. The new Josh Blue. Of course, go to his website, joshblue.com, and check everything out. Join his Instagram. Go back and look through the old specials. Look for it. Get a good taste of it, man. Because pretty soon, this will all be over, and we'll get back to normal, man. I can't wait to see you.
You too, my friend. Thanks for chatting with me.
I love you. I hope the special is huge for everybody. Broccoli, out now, guys. All right, stay there, man.